Hello and welcome. This is Jill, and I'm here to speak to you about light language. Thank you for your interest. And I would like to do what I like to do and bring everyone into a nice little circle together. So imagine the group is here together and everyone's in a nice circle. You can do this if you want by closing your eyes and just imagining all of the group here together. Gathering into a nice circle together. You can bring a cushion with you. You can bring a rug with you. And just pull it up into the circle together. And now that we're in the circle together, I like to ring a bell. And what this does is just move us into a centered space of receptivity and openness to receive new information. So with that, I'm going to ring my little bell here 3 times. And with each time, just imagining yourself opening and softening and allowing this information and energy to come in. Here we go. Okay, they should put us in this nice open centered space, and with that, let's get started. So what is light language? You may be asking. Maybe you've already activated your light language. Could it be that you've activated your light language and you don't even know about it yet? And what is light language? Well, I'll tell you what it's not. It's not exclusive to only a certain set of people. It's not a one-size-fits-all modality, if you want to call it a modality. And it's not something that you need a program and steps to follow to learn how to do. Light language is all energy, frequency, and vibration. And it's something that is activated from within. When you are ready and aligned, your light language will activate on its own. No doubt about it. So, is it possible that you were at the store and spoke gibberish or made a weird hand movement you've never made before? You know, think back. Was there a time when you were at the store and all of a sudden you were like, sounds like gibberish, but the atmosphere shifted when I did that, right? Maybe something shifted within you. I know something shifted within me. A very playful feeling came over me just then. I don't particularly do hand movements, though I've seen plenty of people that do hand movements, so maybe your hands moved in a way that you're just not used to it. But you felt like that had some sort of meaning and it affected your environment, you know? So, if this happened to you, did you feel a shift in your environment and within yourself when it happened? What did that feel like? And could you evoke that feeling again? Perhaps. So what light language is it's extremely high vibrational. It's balancing, it's centering, it's healing for anyone who's ready and open to it. And it's unique to you, which means that your light language may sound or look very different from everyone else's. There will be some similarities from time to time. You may be listening to someone else speak a light language. Maybe you speak light language like I do, and it will sound like someone else's, but not entirely. yours is going to sound a little bit different. I feel like when I speak light language, that I'm drawing from different sources. Maybe a little angelic here, maybe a little fairy here, maybe some Native American here, maybe some Arcturian there, in the same activation. It's possible. So don't expect that yours should or could look exactly like someone else's. It's very unique to you. So how do you know when light language is activated within you? Well, kind of similar to what I've already explained a little bit, is that maybe you speak a gibberishy kind of language that you're not sure what the origin is. And let me explain a little bit about that. Since light language is energy, frequency, and vibration, it may sound like a word you know with your brain. Like, it may sound like the word open, or it might sound like the word heart, but it may not necessarily mean those two things. So don't try to decipher it with your brain. Feel with your heart. That's the important part, because light language is processed through the heart. Understanding it is through the heart, and you're going to know it through feeling, not with your brain. Okay, so maybe this gibberishy language is not you, but maybe you've used hand movements before that you knew had some sort of meaning, but you couldn't decipher it with the brain. Or maybe you started doodling and making, you know, little squiggles and spirals, lines, arrows, triangles, whatever, that you knew meant something, but you just didn't know what. Necessarily. You knew how they felt. And that's the thing. It's all about feeling. Anytime light language is spoken in an environment, or anytime someone may look at some artwork created with symbols, light language symbols, it's a feeling you get. And it's usually a very positive feeling. If you don't get a positive feeling from light language, it's not light language. It's something posing as light language, but it's not light language, because you will always feel something positive with it. Uplifting, high vibrational. So, here's something else that you need to know, is that you cannot make it happen. You can't. You can't take a program and follow step by step and do all of your homework and then boom, you're speaking light language. You cannot make it happen, but you can allow it to. Allow it to. Don't stand in the way of yourself being able to activate your light language within yourself. Open your heart. Say, I know when I'm aligned, I will receive my light language, and I know that it will activate on its own when it's time. So, light language has many, many uses. And let me explain that a little bit. When your light language activates, let's say you're ready, the stars are aligned, you're aligned, and your light language activates, does that mean that you have to go to the mountaintop and shout it from the mountaintop? Meaning, do you have to go to social media and start doing activations for people? Or do you have to go on TikTok or YouTube and do activations for people? Well, that depends. Do you feel like that's your calling? Do you feel like the download you received needs to be received by the collective, then yeah. But sometimes, a lot of times, most of the time, when you receive an activation or you speak light language or receive light language, it's meant for you personally. And it may be needed by you and maybe those who are in your direct vicinity, your family, your friends, your coworkers. So it's not necessarily meant every single time to be broadcast on social media so that people can benefit from it. It depends on how you're feeling. If you're feeling like, yeah, I just needed to speak that real quick and I feel so much better now, or this argument ensued between my husband and my kids and I spoke light language and the atmosphere changed completely and everything went back to being peaceful again. That's what's needed. So because it's available to every single person on this planet, it's not exclusive to a certain group of people. Could you imagine if everybody's light language activated and then they went out on TikTok to like get an activation out there or go to YouTube and make a video around it and send the light language out? Everybody be doing it. It's not necessary. Sometimes it's just for you and sometimes it's for the collective. And you'll know when that is needing to happen for yourself. So I hope that that's answered some of your questions around it. And now what I would like to do, since we're all in a nice little circle together, is to do a light language activation for you. And I hope you enjoy it. So stay with me. Thank you. So, with this activation, my intention is to bring forth codes that will help expand your energy field and expand your awareness and understanding of the words I've just spoken for you, and allow you to connect with the source within you, the aspect within you, that wants to speak now. Remember that light language can be dancing, it can be speaking through your voice, it can be singing through your voice, it can be through movement, hand gestures, it can be in your art, whatever that looks like. Remember, it doesn't have to look like speaking. It doesn't have to look like hand gestures. It will be individual to you and you will know it when it's flowing. So that will be in my intention as well, that you know for yourself what light language looks like when it's manifesting through you. Okay. We're going to start the tinctures again because I always start with tinctures when I'm moving into a healing space. And I want you to take 3 deep cleansing breaths. Here we go. With each ring, breathe in. And as it reverberates, breathe out. Here we go. Makuto ashiaku no ayato kosha rokodrokoshoto motoyasha. Opening your third eye center. Murkodyashia nua murkosha nyataka yataraka. Expanding. Ondo kota e shikiti a nia kua inia ishaka inia a. Opening your heart center. Mushakitu ania ta ayakata pa shikita ayakata. expanding outward. Hands activating. Throat chakra opening. Expanding. Expanding all of your energy field outward. Manu anya nanya nanya unanya ya unanya. Mania troko shiania tuania drakayana yana wana yashkanuadia. Undoa yashiakno pai, rekrashkuna diakashkua niad krakaya. Muna yasha. Mundra yashia. Now connect with everyone around you. Ashi tu no ta iana, that you are meant to touch. Moto ayashiako to mani atara ashikatara. Mata ayashia kanata ya adiata ayashia nuto ayakani yatara aya onoayashia kara a monoayatara ayashia kara maniatara a madayashia kuanetia untua yasha yana amada adaya wa yasha ukuana dia ayashi kuanetara a. Alright. Allow yourself time to allow these codes to take place within you, to rewrite any DNA that needs to be rewritten, to prepare you for future light language activations. Sit within yourself as long as need be. Allow your body to do whatever it wants to do at this point. Relax and let go of anything holding you back from your highest and truest path. I will now ring the tinctures to signal that this light language activation is complete. Continue to breathe deeply in and out and focus on your breath. When you are ready, wiggle your fingers and toes, move how you need to, and come back to your body and open your eyes. If there is any activation you would like to experience in the future, please feel free to reach out to me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Talk with you again soon.